actually joined by General Manager Team President Dave St. Ange because of the event that just wrapped up at Marquette General. David, good morning. Welcome to the program this morning.
Good morning. Well, happy to be here.
And today is kind of kicks off officially the third Paint the Rink Pink, which is a very unique thing that the club does with Marquette General. I guess just an overview, Dave, if you would, what's happening with the event first.
Well, we just finished unveiling the custom pink jerseys that the players will wear during the game on Saturday, October the 17th at Lakeview Arena. We've got a couple of new tricks up our sleeve. We're actually going to, I think this is the first time it's ever been done in Marquette, but maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's the first time. We're actually going to paint the ice for the game, and it'll be painted a nice hue of pink to kind of set the mood for the game. And we'll be playing our one of our arch enemies, the Alpena Ice Diggers, promises to be a great game.
And the painting of the ice is something that's been, I know, in thought process for a little while here, but you were able to actually get that done this year. It's a little simpler process than I think people think, but it did get done.
Yeah, we've been planning this event since about May of this year. A lot of work has gone into it on behalf of, obviously, the Rangers and a number of volunteers, as well as Marquette General Hospital and the Marquette General Foundation. But we're actually going to paint the ice pink. It'll only be pink for a couple of days leading up to our game, and then as soon as the game is over, it'll come up. But I think it'll just give the fans something unique to be able to say that they saw it.
And, of course, Walt's in here as well, Dave, and I know that there's a tailgate party and some other stuff associated with this game, and you got the big guy in the band playing here, too.
Yes, we do. The Flatbrook Blues Band is going to play at a tailgate. It's a party that we will have just preceding the game. It'll be 5:30 to about 7 o'clock. We're excited to have them. We're going to actually, we're also unveiling a new contest. If fans can make their way up to Fox Marquette, we'll be putting together a contest with them for a lucky shooter during the tailgate party to take a shot to win a brand new Ford Ranger pickup truck. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. Hopefully the weather will be reasonably decent, but we're looking forward to it. I think it's a great lead up to the game. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I really do hope that the community recognizes the benefit of what we're trying to accomplish here by recognizing breast cancer and helping cancer victims as best we can.
That really is the bottom line here, Dave, and that is this: a fundraiser for the Cancer Center through the foundation. And over the last couple of years, this has been a significant fundraiser, and it works with the jerseys themselves.
Absolutely. We have a number of different things leading up to the game where monies will and can be donated to the benefit of the Cancer Center. But ultimately, the biggest opportunity that folks have will be to actually bid on the game-worn jerseys, the custom jerseys that the players will wear. We also have a variety of merchandise for sale, hooded sweatshirts, crew neck sweatshirts, short and long sleeve T-shirts, baseball hats. We even have pink pucks for folks that want to adorn their desk with something unique and conversational. The other thing we're doing, if you have a minute, the other thing we're doing this year, we're unveiling a brand new intermission event called Celebrity Goalie.
Yeah, this is really a neat opportunity.
Yeah, Celebrity Goalie is something we thought of. We thought if we could get someone from the community that everybody seems to know and mobilize them to come to the rink. And, a lot of people often wonder what it would be like to be a goalie. And we're going to put a celebrity goalie on the ice during the pink game, and we unveiled him this morning. It's going to be CEO of Marquette General Hospital, Gary Muller, has agreed to be our first celebrity goalie. And folks who come to the game will have an opportunity to predict how many saves Gary will make, and out of the correct predicted numbers submit to us before the game, those entries will pick someone to win a flat-screen television. And just another way of saying thanks to thanks for everyone to come to the game.
And the shooters on the celebrity goaltender is another unique aspect of this. As we wrap up, who's shooting the puck at Gary?
Well, we're in the process of soliciting Marquette General Hospital employees to step up and see if they can get one past the old guy into the net. So I think it's great for the employees, it's great for the hospital, and it's certainly great for our organization and the community. It's just another way of saying thanks.
Well, it's a great event, and again, it's always good hockey, too, with Alpena. So this is Saturday the 17th, and move to a Saturday night just to kind of make it a weekend event, if I remember correctly, Dave.
Absolutely. We moved it to Saturday. It's the only game that we will play at home that weekend. The game is at venerable Lakeview Arena, and the puck will drop at 7:30.
David, I appreciate your time, and we'll be talking a lot more about this here as the weeks move along.
Very good. Thanks, Mark. Thanks. We all appreciate it.
Dave St. Ange joining us here, President GM with the Marquette Rangers. The announcement today, Paint the Rink Pink 3 with Marquette General Foundation to benefit the Cancer Center, and you'll be hearing a lot about that in the next little while.